I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. A new law limiting the use of abortion-inducing medication in Texas went into effect Thursday. The law makes it a felony to provide the medication after 7 weeks of pregnancy. That narrows the window allowed by the federal government by 3 weeks. It also makes it a crime to send the medication through the mail. Medical abortion is the most common way women in Texas terminate their pregnancies, according to state data. There's evidence that more women turn to self-managed abortions when legal abortion is restricted. Texans have been unable to access abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy since September 1st, when a controversial new ban went into effect. Medical abortion is different than emergency contraception, commonly known as the morning after pill. Taken within 72 hours of unprotected sex, emergency contraception can prevent pregnancy. It's not abortion-inducing and is not effective if the patient is already pregnant. A more restrictive law designed to keep critical race theory out of Texas public schools became law on Thursday. Under the new law, a teacher may not be compelled to discuss a widely debated and currently controversial issue of public policy or social affairs. The law doesn't define what a controversial issue is. If a teacher does discuss these topics, they must explore the topic objectively and in a manner free from political bias. It also requires at least one teacher and one campus administrator at each school district to attend a civics training program that will teach educators how race and racism should be taught in Texas schools. There are more than 1,200 school districts in Texas. The cost to develop and implement that training program alone would cost about $14.6 million annually, according to the Legislative Budget Board. Critical race theory is the idea that racism is embedded in legal systems and not limited to individuals. It's an academic discipline taught at the university level. But it's become a common phrase used by conservatives to include anything about race taught or discussed in public secondary schools. A federal judge has blocked a Texas law that seeks to restrict how social media companies moderate their content and was championed by Republicans who say the platforms are biased against conservatives. The law would ban platforms with more than 50 million monthly users in the U.S. from removing a user over a viewpoint and require them to publicly report information about content removal and account suspensions. The judge's ruling states that the First Amendment protects social media platforms' right to moderate content and rejected the defendant's arguments that such companies are common carriers. Common carriers would mean social media tech companies are like phone companies or cable providers, which are barred from customer discrimination. The Texas legislature passed the law after outcry from Republicans over perceived anti-conservative bias among major tech companies. That charge grew when Twitter permanently banned former President Donald Trump for inciting violence and purged over 70,000 accounts linked to dangerous conspiracy groups after the deadly January 6 insurrection attack at the U.S. Capitol. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by the St. David's Foundation. Maternal mental health conditions are among the most common complications of childbirth and pregnancy. When left untreated, children bear the cost. Learn more about the practical solutions for the epidemic of maternal mental illness at learning.stdavidsfoundation.org.